Hello, thank you for contacting customer service. This is Damien with the fraud division. How may I assist you?
Yes, I was notified, well, not notified by my bank, but noticed a charge on my bank account that I did not do.
Can I get your first and last name, please?
First name is Anthony, last name is Oaks.
Thank you, sir. Can I get you to confirm your address for security purposes, please?
3686 Glorine Court in Riverside, California, 92504.
Thank you, sir. I'm waiting for it to load in the transaction and billing information. I do see that an order was placed for an ice maker via a survey for $7.95. That is an entry to win. It is not guaranteed that you win. And it was stated within the terms of agreements that it would enroll you into a fitness app. They would have sent you an email so you could create a username and password to start using the app.
Okay, yeah, I didn't do anything like that.
On August the 20th, you do not recall filling out a survey to receive an ice maker.
Nope, not at all.
Okay, so I can go ahead and file this as fraud. Want to make sure that you're aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation and that false claims of fraudulent charges may result in a penalty, such as a fine. As long as you're sure no one in your household placed the original order, I can go ahead and proceed with the claim. I do see that the first and last name, as well as the address you have provided, does match what is on file.
Yes.
Would you like me to go ahead and proceed with the fraud claim?
Yes.
Okay, so I will be issuing you a full refund. You'll be receiving your refund within 3 to 5 business days.
All right, thank you very much.
Is there anything
And
else? Not
what's the amount that you'll be refunding?
$39.99, as well as $7.95.
All right. Thank you very much. Yes, that'll be it.
Thank you for contacting customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye.